Hello.
Jasmine.
Hi.
Jasmine, my name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line in regards to the Depo-Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, so thank you so much for asking. Were you or any loved ones ever diagnosed with meningioma after using the Depo-Provera product?
Yes, I was.
You were? Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's okay. It's life.
Yeah, no, I understand. And you would like to see if you can meet the criteria to participate, is that correct?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
Because I was kind of like damaged behind it. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, totally. I get it. And then you do not already have an attorney, that is correct?
No, not right now at the moment.
Okay. And then you are willing to affirm you have not signed anything in regards to this, correct? With an
No,
attorney?
not at all.
And then you, of course, are a resident of the United States.
Yes, I do.
All right. And then you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, that is correct?
Yes, because I started it taking it in February of 2020.
Okay. We'll get to that one second.
Okay.
I'm going to open this up on a different form, actually. I'm unsure if this is the most updated
Okay,
one.
take your time.
Okay, no, that is this is the most updated one. Okay. And then it was meningioma of the brain, that's correct?
Yes.
Okay. If worse comes to worse and it's not the right form, I can always copy paste everything. It'd take me like 2 minutes. So, and
Okay.
then what is the date of diagnosis roughly?
February 2020 is when I got diagnosed.
February of 2020.
Yes.
And you were taking the Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, that is correct, minimum.
Yes, I stopped in April of 2021.
Okay. Stoppage April. And you started when? I'm sorry.
February of 2020.
Thank you. And you did get four injections in 1 year
Yeah, I
prior
was
to
taking
diagnosis.
150 milligrams every 3 months.
Okay. All right. And it was the brand name.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
What? No, you're good. And Jasmine, what is your date of birth?
It's January 19th, 1997.
1/19/97. All right. And then, do you know anybody else that was affected by the Depo-Provera in the same ways?
I believe my sister was, but she didn't. I was trying to ask her because we both kind of had the same symptoms of it because she started it as well.
Okay. Did she also was diagnosed with the same thing, or she has yet to be diagnosed or not
Yeah.
diagnosed? I see. Okay.
He was diagnosed with it too.
Okay. If she took it for at least a year, I'm going to give you my number when we finish. Please have her call me. She'd be able to file a
Okay.
claim as well.
Okay.
Out. And then I know we're speaking about this is redundant as well, but I know we're speaking about female contraceptive and things of that nature. But can you confirm your gender for me, Jasmine?
I'm a female.
Thank you. No, I know. I have to ask that one. And then Jasmine,
It's
Jasmine.
Correct.
And last name White, White. Right. And Jasmine, what is your social?
I really don't have it off the top of my head
Do you
because
know the last
I
four?
oh yeah, I believe it's 17, 18.
17, 18? No worries.
Yeah,
Okay.
sorry, I that's something that I'm still
No.
learning at this big age.
You're good. No worries. As long as you know it's 17, 18, last four, that is fine. And then email I have for you is AndersonJazz, JAS18 at gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And this is the best number to reach you on 404-716-2167.
Correct.
Okay. And this is a cell phone, I take it. And then, and when the attorneys reach out, do you want them to reach out morning, afternoon, or evening?
It doesn't matter. They can
Any?
do either one.
Okay. All right. I'll put afternoon. And then, what is your best physical address, mailing address?
1305 Hardimont, Hardimont, Road, Apartment 1, and that's Raleigh, Raleigh.
Okay, North Carolina, 276-03.
09.
09, thank you. Okay. Hardimont, right? 1305.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for telling me the apartment number as well, because sometimes people forget.
Yeah.
And then the Depo-Provera, that was administered by a doctor, the staff, or was it yourself?
It was by the nurse,
The staff.
the nurse,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay. And then how many times altogether would you say you were injected with the Depo-Provera?
It was every 3 months within a year, so you could do that calculation because my brain is kind of
No, you're good. No, you're good. So you use it for about a year and a half, about a year and 2 months, three, six, about 5 times or so. That sound right? Okay. And then do you know the hospital or facility name where this that you're prescribed it or given it?
I know it was Duke Riley.
Duke Riley, okay. At the hospital? Okay. On 3400 Wake Forest Road, right in Raleigh. All right. Yeah, on some of these, I'm going to ask for the doctor. If you just know the hospital, that's fine. So, one second. Oops. Duke Raleigh. Were you treated at Duke Raleigh as well? You're treated there. Okay. All right. And that's where they diagnosed you? Okay. Was
I was
everything
diagnosed. Did you need to know the year I was diagnosed?
Yeah, I got that from you in the very beginning. It
No,
was
I stopped taking it in April. I was diagnosed in June.
June of 2021. Okay. So 6/1/2021. Okay. Okay. And everything was done at Duke Raleigh Hospital. Pharmacy, diagnosing, treatment, everything.
Everything.
Okay. And let me just copy all of this then. Hold on. Duke Raleigh. I just have to put the address a bunch, so hold on.
Okay, no
Sorry if
problem.
I'm quiet. Duke Raleigh address. And was it neurology, the doctor specialties?
Yeah, it was a neurologist.
Okay. Sure I spelled that right. Yes, I did. Any previous cancer diagnosis?
No, not before this.
Okay. Then treated at Duke Raleigh. Think that's the last time I have to paste this. There we go. Yes. And then what type of treatment have you received for the meningioma? Do you take any medications? Did you get any therapies? Anything like that?
Yes, I did do treatment, and I can't remember exactly the name of the medication I was on.
No, you're good. I'll just put medication.
But I did do I can't pronounce the treatment. It was like a craniotomy surgery.
Okay, no, you're good. I can put surgery down. Treatment
Yeah, and then
surgery.
I had radiation therapy.
Okay. Radiation therapy. I was gonna say that's the one that I hear a lot, radiation therapy.
Yes, I
Okay.
had surgery and then radiation.
Okay.
But they
I'm
had to
sorry to hear
remove
you
the
went through all
tumor
that.
from my brain.
They got it removed the fully.
Yeah, they removed
That's
the
good.
tumor from my brain.
That is good. I'm sorry to hear you went through all that. That's tough.
It's a
Scary.
blessing to make it through.
Yeah. It's still, oh man. And then 919 is their number.
For Duke Riley, I can tell you the
No, I
number.
got it. I got their number.
Okay.
919-954-3000. I just need their basic number. I don't need a direct number. And
Okay.
then they obtained the diagnosis through CT scan, MRI, and biopsy. All three, two of the scans and the biopsy. Okay. The ball.
Yeah, I did the CT scan and the MRI.
Okay. All treatment and prescribing done at Duke Raleigh. Okay. And then there are a copy of medical records that do exist in regards to this at Duke Raleigh.
Yes, the hospital can get it
Yeah,
or
no.
put
Yeah,
me over.
exactly. Yeah, no worries. We will get the records for you. That's why they ask. And then do you want to put an emergency contact on this?
No, I really don't have anybody really.
You're good, no worries. And okay, let me confirm everything with you. And then I'm going to send you a text. It'll have the DocuSign in it if you're familiar with that. I'll walk you through it regardless, even if you're not. We'll complete
Okay.
that, and then the attorneys will reach out to you and basically start pulling the records, and then reach out to you just to basically start the case. And then,
Okay.
so you would like to see if you meet the criteria to meet participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. That is correct, and do not have an attorney already, correct?
Right. I don't have their attorney, but I do want to see about the
Yeah.
lawsuit.
Gotcha. And you are, of course, a resident of the United States, and you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at
Yes.
least 1 year. All right. And it was of the brain, and the date of diagnosis was 6/1/2021.
The diagnosis was in April, but I started
Oh,
everything in
okay.
June.
I gotcha. That's when you started all the treatments. Okay. So
Yeah, I
for.
stopped. Well, I stopped using it in April. Yeah, you were right. I stopped using it in April, then I was diagnosed in June. So you were right. I'm
Okay.
sorry.
No, you're good.
Sorry, it makes my brain really
No,
bad.
you're good. Okay. No, I just got to confirm. You're good. Don't worry. And then it was June of 2021 diagnosis.
Correct.
Okay. And then your date of birth is 1/19/1997.
Yes.
All right. And then I'll give you my number too. Once we're done with this, I'll send you a text here once we complete the document. So you can give your sister my info so she can call me as well.
Okay.
And then, you of course did use the brand name contraceptive Depo-Provera. That is correct. And then use it for 1 year altogether and had 4 injections prior to being diagnosed, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then you did use it sometime between 92 and current day?
Yeah.
And then that would have been February 2020 till around April of 2021.
2021. Yes,
yep,
correct.
Yep. And then you, of course, are female and your first name is Jasmine, Jasmine, last name White, White. And you are not a junior, senior, second, third, or fourth, correct?
No.
All right. Yeah. And then last 4 for you is 1718. And then best email I have for you is AndersonJazz18@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And then this is the best number to reach you on, the one we're speaking on, and it is a cell phone.
Yes.
And then address of 1305 Hardimont, HARDIMONT Road, Apartment 1 in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Correct.
Okay. Let me put APT. I didn't put that there. There we go. And then zip code of 27609.
Yes.
Okay. And then the medical staff were the ones that did give you the Depo-Provera. About 5 times you were injected.
Yes.
And then everything administering, pharmaceutical, diagnosing, and treatment was all done at Duke Raleigh Hospital on 3400 Wake Forest Road.
Yes.
Okay. No worries. And then what else did I miss here? Nothing. And then the scans, you were obtained the diagnosis through the scans and also biopsy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then I forgot to ask, what pharmacy do you go to?
I use Walgreens, I believe.
Okay.
No, I use the pharmacy at Duke Raleigh, sorry.
Okay.
Pharmacy. Yeah, they have a pharmacy there at the hospital.
Okay. All right. I found it right here, Pharmacy Plaza, Duke Raleigh. Yeah, I meant to look that up. That's my fault because I was gonna assume that and then just ask, but I forgot. And then 919. Okay. And then were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes, I was in there for about 2 weeks because with my reaction, they had to make sure I didn't have a bad reaction from it.
And this was around the time you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay, so 6/1. Oops, I got to do this by 6/1/21 to about, you said you're in there for how long?
About a good 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay.
Surgery, yeah, recovery.
Okay. I'll put just 6/1 to 6/14. They just need a rough estimate for the dates. And then that was, of course, at Duke Raleigh. And then, of course, there are records that do exist for your diagnosis, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I put on here in the notes just all treatment was and prescribing. Everything was done at Duke Raleigh Hospital. And
right.
And then I'm going to send you a text right now. Let me just make sure I didn't miss anything.
Okay.
Duke Raleigh. Okay. That is all right. Neurologist, I spelled right. No prior cancer treatment. Sorry, I just don't have to redo this.
It's okay.
It'll cause you a headache. And then that is all right. Okay. Cool. It did not have that error like I was worried about. So you should get a text in the next like second or so.
Okay.
It'll say my name, Jeremy Perlman, wants to send you a DocuSign.
Okay.
And then
yeah, I got it.
And then it'll have a link. You want to click on that link. When the link opens up, it'll say yes or allow. You want to say yes or allow. And then from there you'll see a yellow continue. You'll hit the yellow continue.
Okay, yeah, I see it.
Yep. And then, or there might be an agree and then a yellow continue. You want to hit the agree, then yellow continue, and then a start.
Okay.
And then now I see you're in the document, and then you will, it'll take you to where you sign, tap that yellow box, draw your signature as best as you can, Jasmine, and then hit adopt and sign, and it will save it. And then after that, you just can tap wherever it's yellow, and it will fill in the signature. I think there's only two or three after, and then hit finish. And then let me draft up a text right now so you have all the information, because the lawyers, once you hit finish, they will get all your information that we went over right now. They'll start pulling those records, and then they will reach out to you just to confirm everything. And then from there, they'll start the claim. So let me get the text message just once you hit finish. There we go. And I see you finished it. So you're good. Yeah. And let me text you. And this will be from my direct number too. So Jasmine, if you don't hear from them, please do call me. And then I can always get you an update or reach out to them. So 404.
Okay.
1 second. Let me just text you real quick before we get you off the phone. 267. I just want to make sure you get my number before we get disconnected. And then I'm texting you right now. And that has my name in there. That's from my direct number. And then the firm's name in there is A4D. And then their number's in there. And you should hear, I would say 7 days, but it's probably going to be closer to 10 just because of the new year and Christmas.
Okay.
But, so if you don't hear from them by, let's say, January 2nd, please do give me a call and I will definitely transfer you over to them. But besides that, I do thank you so much for your time. And I'm sorry for what you're going through. And you have a wonderful day. You have a happy holiday. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.